A move to ask voters to define ride-hailing and delivery drivers as independent contractors rather than employees will not be on the ballot this fall in Massachusetts. The Supreme Judicial Court struck down the effort yesterday. It ruled the ballot questions violated state law. The decision ends a campaign where millions of dollars were spent on lobbying and advertising. WBUR's Walter Wuthman joins us now to break it down. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Rupa.
Was this decision from the state's highest court surprising?
It was surprising. The question of how to classify drivers who work for companies like Uber, Lyft, and Instacart is a major labor issue. And people across the country were watching the ballot questions in Massachusetts with a lot of interest. The tech companies poured millions of dollars into the campaign, and the opposition was gearing up for a big fight. But I think for people who watched the arguments before the SJC closely, there were definitely clues the justices were uncomfortable with the ballot questions language.
Why uncomfortable? What was the court's reasoning in striking down these ballot questions?
So the court essentially said these ballot measures tried to do too much. The main provisions would have classified app workers as independent contractors and guaranteed certain minimum pay and benefits. That part was okay. But the justices said another part, which was buried toward the end, contained language that would have shielded companies like Uber and Lyft from liability for accidents or crimes, like if a passenger was injured in a car crash. The court found that's a, quote, substantively distinct policy decision. And under the state constitution, a ballot measure can't ask voters to decide two different questions at once.
Okay, now that the ballot measures can't move forward, how are drivers reacting?
Drivers who oppose this campaign and do not want to be classified as contractors are thrilled. Here's Ehab Hilali. He's a driver from Revere, and he says he thinks the ballot question was basically an attempt to pay drivers less.
So they want to buy the law to get away from their responsibility and liability towards the drivers. So now, by the loss, the ballot vote question, that means they have to abide by the law and by the rule here.
But there are other drivers who did support the ballot question. They fear they'd lose flexibility in scheduling and hours if they're classified as employees instead of contractors.
I know California voters passed a measure a couple of years ago that does classify Uber and Lyft drivers as contractors, and then a judge overturned that. But why is the question of whether workers are contractors or employees so important for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash?
Well, Rupa, this independent contractor model is really baked into these companies' DNA. Many analysts argue that Uber and Lyft and businesses like them save a lot of money by not providing certain employee benefits and protections, like unemployment insurance. Lena Dubal is a law professor at the University of California Hastings College of Law. She says that means they're invested in keeping drivers independent.
It's not clear to me that they cannot be a viable business if they had employees. It just means that they're going to have to do business differently.
Dubal also points out that these tech companies are waging similar campaigns in Canada and Illinois.
So what happens now to this effort in Massachusetts? Is the issue here settled?
Definitely not. The group pushing for the ballot campaign says they believe voters support making drivers independent contractors, and they hope state lawmakers will take it up on Beacon Hill. They can also take out that problematic language and refile the question again in 2 years. That's what attorney Shannon Liss Reardon expects they'll do. She's a labor lawyer who sued Uber and Lyft multiple times, and she's running for Massachusetts Attorney General.
Yeah, I have no doubt that they will be back, and they always do, and that they'll come back with something that they think now will fit them into what the court has ruled.
I'll note the current Attorney General, Maura Healey, has an active lawsuit against Uber and Lyft alleging they're violating labor law right now by classifying their workers as independent contractors. That case is pending, but it's very likely to end up before the state Supreme Judicial Court.
And we should probably mention that Maura Healey is running for governor. That's WBUR's Walter Wuthman. Thank you so much, Walt.
Thank you.